Today's New Testament reading is the Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 9th chapter. So for the second time they called the man who had been blind and said to him, "Give glory to God. We know that this man is a sinner." He answered, "Whether he is a sinner, I do not know. One thing I do know, that though I was blind, now I see." They said to him, "What did he do to you? How did he open your eyes?" He answered them, "I have told you already, and you would not listen. Why do you want to hear it again? Do you also want to become his disciples?" And they reviled him, saying, "You are his disciple, but we are disciples of Moses. We know that God has spoken to Moses, but as for this man, we do not know where he comes from." The man answered, "Why, this is an amazing thing. You do not know where he comes from, and yet he opened my eyes. We know that God does not listen to sinners, but if anyone is a worshiper of God and does his will, God listens to him. Never since the world began has it been heard that anyone opened the eyes of a man born blind. If this man were not from God, he could do nothing." They answered him, "You were born in utter sin, and would you teach us?" And they cast him out. Jesus heard that they had cast him out, and having found him, he said, "Do you believe in the Son of Man?" He answered, "And who is he, sir, that I may believe in him?" Jesus said to him, "You have seen him, and it is he who is speaking to you." He said, "Lord, I believe." And he worshipped him. Jesus said, "For judgment I came into the world, that those who do not see may see, and those who see may become blind." Some of the Pharisees near him heard these things and said to him, "Are we also blind?" Jesus said to them, "If you were blind, you would have no guilt. But now that you say, 'We see,' your guilt remains." This is the word of the Lord. For today's meditation on God's word, we welcome Pastor James Yonkers from First Lutheran Church in Florala, Alabama.
Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Today's reading is the confession of the blind man healed by Jesus. He is hauled before a council and questioned. Our reading is his confession. And as with any miracle, first we ask, why this miracle? Why this man? Perhaps with us, as we look at our own infirmities, our own limitations, we ask, why this man but not us? What was its purpose? The clue is in the dust. The dust which when you read is how Jesus healed the blind man by recreating his eyes. After all, from dust you have come and from dust you shall return. Ashes to ashes, dust to dust. Jesus here shows that he came to bring new life to his creation. That is the meaning of this miracle. That is what Christ shows us in the healing of this blind man. And then we hear his confession. That is our reading. And as we hear it, we see that he keeps the second commandment as he refuses to deny the work of God. As he says, if this man were not from God, he could not do these things. And as this man does not swear oaths idly. After all, we ourselves are permitted to take oaths in court and in front of this altar. We take oaths in front of this altar when we are baptized, when we are confirmed for pastors, when we're ordained, when we become married. These times we take oaths in front of this altar. In a courtroom, we as Christians are free to lay our hand on the Bible and solemnly give our word and an oath to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. We do not take oaths idly, and when we take them, we stand by them, just as this blind man did, even as he is mocked, even as he is reviled. And as we look at his confession, we also see that he keeps the 8th commandment. After all, he does not recant the truth, nor does he say more than he knows. Whether this man is from God or not, I do not know. But what I do know is that though I was blind, now I see. He boldly restates the truth, even when he is pressured, even when he is disbelieved. Still, he proclaims the truth. He proclaims what he knows. And as he learns, he grows in his understanding until the point it is revealed to him that Jesus is the Christ. And then he kneels and worships him, as our reading says. This tells us a lot about our own confession. Our confession should be true and clear. I live in the South. Here in the South, there's a lot of emphasis put on personal testimony. And yes, our own stories can be great. I have a great story about when I first felt the call to ministry. I have a great story about why I'm a Christian. I have a great life story about how God's stayed with me. But it's not true for all people. What we confess as a church are our creeds. The apostles, the Nicene, the Athanasian. These creeds state the truth, like the blind man did, and also reject falsehoods, like the blind man did. Who do you believe in? I believe in Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds. I believe that he has two natures, God and man. This is our confession. If we want to understand our confession of who Jesus is and what he has done for us, we look to the confessions of the church, to the three ecumenical creeds, the summary of what is found in the Gospels, the truth about Jesus. And we proclaim it. We proclaim it when we are heard. We proclaim it when we are listened to. We proclaim it when we are ignored, for that is what we are charged as the church to do, to proclaim and to teach the word of God. Thanks be to God. Amen.
We thank Pastor James Yonkers from First Lutheran Church in Floralla, Alabama, for today's meditation on God's Word.